Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gabriel Krauss, he's a writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. A big story about this, the urinator. Let's call him the urinator who went and urinated on the other students, you know, on his computer stuff, on whatever it was. The media seemed to be framing it as a racist incident, and it really started me thinking, Gabriel, about whether South Africa has even begun to deal with our racist past.
Oh, okay. Tough intro. I'm going to try and not sound like too much of a smarty pants here.
But you are. You are. We know you are.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, I think we've actually dealt with it. My theory in general is that most South Africans know very well, have really dealt with the race issue in kind of domestic settings, in private settings, amongst friends and family and in workspaces and places of worship, at schools. I think where we get really, really bad at it is in public debate. And I think part of the reason for that is a kind of disjuncture between how we usually go about the business of dissing bad behavior, of refusing to tolerate bad behavior, of punishing bad behavior when it comes to everything else, versus how we deal with things when it comes to race. So usually, if someone does something wrong or something that seems to be wrong, we want more evidence. We want to figure out what really happened here. Are there two sides to the story? You know, what's the evidence? What are the motivations in play here? What is this person looking to get out of it? That's usually how we go about things, circumspectly, judiciously. But when it comes to race, the temptation is great to jump right to a conclusion, to judge first and let the facts come later, and to do so very loudly on social media. And then you can be sure that a lot of journalists are going to write down what you've said. The most language will get top billing. And so we have, and then afterwards you might have people who come out and say, well, what about this and what about that? And then they can get denounced in a similar vein. So I think that way of having the conversation is no good. The way I think about this is, you know, firstly, you've got Babalo Ndwanyana, whose property was definitely damaged by Theuns du Toit, who urinated on it. There's video evidence of that. And that's perfectly clear. Theuns did the wrong thing. Babalo's a victim here of pretty crude and gross behavior. The second thing about the one video that's available is that it's very hard to make out what's being said. But insofar as anything can be made out that I can hear, it's showing that Theuns is super drunk, that Babalo is critical, but not violent or aggressive or anything. He's just really distressed that his stuff's being urinated on. And Thien seems to be saying, you know, they're coming or something's going to happen. But insofar as the words that he's using are any evidence one way or another, they seem to be evidence that alcohol is a big problem here. They themselves don't seem to be evidence that race is the problem here. And I put it that way because I want to be clear. Sometimes there are racist incidents, and this might be one, and then we need to condemn it in those terms. I'm not seeing enough evidence for that, and so I just want to remind people, if that's not the issue, that doesn't mean there's no problem here. Alcohol abuse is a really bad problem, and it can be, it can result in a thing like this.
That's why I ask, Gabriel, because, you know, it's almost when I see something like this and everyone's like, oh, well, you know what, it's because it's between a black person and a white person. It has to be a racist incident. It's almost like we don't recognize racism. I personally don't think we've dealt with our racist past. I really don't. I think that we're all looking to the future, but we haven't begun to heal those wounds and really understand it as South Africans.
So here's something that the Institute of Race Relations does.
Yes.
We go out and we ask people, ordinary people across the country, rural, urban splits. We hire different independent companies to do this so that they use, international best practice, demographic racial splits, class splits, gender splits to really give a robust sense of what's going on. This is not like when Twitter sampled 100 accounts to figure out if like 750 million of them are fake or bots. This is best practice standard. Statistical work. And one of the questions we've asked is, have you personally experienced any form of racism in the last 5 years? And 80% of South Africans said no. 80% of black South Africans said no. which is a result every time I've said it on radio, kind of gets me into trouble almost. People can hardly believe it, but it makes sense to me. And by the way, the number here is lower than any of the European countries polled that I can find, for not just black racial minorities, but for racial minorities more generally in Europe, that have been polled. We're better than the best. So that's not to say perfect, but it is to say radically different to where things were 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And in fact, by international standards, in a space where there's a lot of cosmopolitan goodwill, when we ask South Africans things like, you know, do people across races need to work together to go forward? 80-90% are saying yes. When we say racism is often exaggerated by politicians in order to excuse their own failures, most South Africans say yes. And that's germane to this incident because the people making, you know, as far as I can tell, Babala has laid criminal charges saying my stuff has been destroyed. But the people making the racist allegation are student unions, SASCO, and members of the EFF. So the political agenda is
very much in the forefront.
Is relevant. And if I can give you a personal anecdote about
you can.
This,
Gabriel, I'll tell you what, we've got to take news headlines. Can I ask you if you can just stay with us? Let us take the news headlines and then we're going to come straight back. We're going to continue the conversation. It's Gabriel Kraus. He's a writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Still with us, Gabriel Kraus. He's a writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations. I'm asking the question, are we always going to see something through a racist lens and through a racist narrative? You know, how do we distinguish real racism from, you know, political agendas where you've got political parties, student movements and trade unions blaming racism when it's not necessarily a racist incident? So we called up the smartest person we know who could answer this question, and that's Gabriel Kraus.
Oh no.
So you
well, let me tell you a funny story.
Okay.
I'm not all that smart, but I was smart enough to go to an Ivy League university in America.
Yes, because not smart people go there, Gabriel, really?
I got to go to the top ranked one too, Princeton University. There I was 10 years ago, and I was studying for a multivariable calculus exam, and I was lying in my bed, and my roommate, AB, crawled into bed wearing nothing but his boxer shorts. And this was a big guy. He could bench press 100 kilograms. And he crawled into my bed sort of drunkenly slurring. And I thought, goodness, this is the wrong moment for this oak to come out and try and give me a kiss on the cheek. Because firstly, I'm not interested. Secondly, I've got an exam. What's going on? But then I heard him desperately say, Gabriel, save me. Scotty's coming. There was an outrageous bang on the door. And I went to go check. And there was another roommate, a Canadian ice hockey player who was
named
harder
Scotty.
Than nails. Scotty. And he wanted to murder Aaron. Why? Because my sweet roommate had gotten very drunk and had come home and was so drunk that he mistook the $5,500 massive flat screen television for a toilet and had urinated on it and destroyed it.
Oh gosh, this is very similar to what we're talking about. Yeah,
I've got to tell you, everybody involved in the story, the same race. That is not even the only incident. In my freshman year, one of my best friends, I won't mention his name, he was in a dorm room where the doors didn't lock properly. And instead of turning left to open the toilet, came back from a party one night, opened to the right, couldn't find the lights, pulled out a drawer, was so drunk he didn't realize that he was weeing into a poor first year girl's sock drawer. And that incident was, I mean, the next day she didn't know who it was because she was terrified, hiding in her bed. And she's like, what's going on, this drunken mess? She said, please go away. He said, I'm busy. The next day she photocopied a letter saying, you know, someone came into my room last night and peed in my sock drawer. It's very terrible. Please just, guys, be careful, you know, take care of yourselves and please respect other people. And that then came to attention of the school news, the university newspaper. There was a cartoon about it. He ended up, you know, going to her and saying, I'm really sorry. This is what happened. And taking 100 days of no drinking. This good friend of mine. And I think that's one of the best things that happened. He figured his headspace out a little bit in that moment. So I'm not saying that that's what happened here. Maybe in this instance, in the guy in the video is vindictive, nasty dude who hates his roommate, can't believe he's been paired with a black roommate, and is doing this to humiliate him.
And sometimes
that's possible.
Drunk students Let's are just out. Drunk students.
But maybe not. Maybe it's the same as what happened at my university. Kids got too drunk and they need to learn a lesson. It's not a good thing. But it has nothing to do with race. I think that it's thinking in those terms that addresses your question directly. Yeah. It's remembering that people make mistakes and do right and wrong for all kinds of reasons, and race is just one of them.
Gabriel Krauss, I love talking to you. We have to get you back soon.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing those stories with us. And just sometimes drunk students are just drunk students. Thank you so much, and wish you an enjoyable rest of the week.